Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we have lots on the program today. Some Tchaikovsky, the Alloy Orchestra, some American music by Copland, and of course, my favorite, some oboe music. Well, we might as well begin big and beautiful. Music by Tchaikovsky from his Eugene Onegin suite. Now, all his life, Tchaikovsky was fascinated by opera and did, in the course of his career, write over 10 of them. And one of these was Eugene Onegin. It's a lyric opera whose story concerns a selfish hero who lives to regret his blasé rejection of a young woman's love, never do that one, and his careless incitement of a fatal duel with his best friend. That's a strike two. This morning we're going to hear two dances, beginning with the waltz. Here is Sir Colin Davis and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and those were two dances from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. And you're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I stumbled across this next disc quite by accident. It opened my ears to the beauty of American music, specifically that of featured composer Aaron Copland. Now, many of us know the story of Billy the Kid, but this morning we're going to hear it set to music. It's one of Copland's most frequently performed and recorded works. We're going to hear some old cowboy tunes, a little jazz, and of course, some great music. You've definitely got to wait for that finish. That's music by Copland from his orchestral suites. And that was Billy the Kid. We heard the Waltz Prairie Night and the Celebration Dance.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And you are listening to CITR here on 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now, some of the most beautiful and challenging works that Bach wrote are for solo violin. His unaccompanied works demonstrate his mastery of the instrument and all performance techniques. And they're captured really quite brilliantly in this next disc by Moscow-born virtuosi Victoria Malova. We're going to hear a taste of Bach's Partita No. 1 in B minor. Thank you. Victoria Malova with opening selections from Bach's Partita No. 1 in B minor. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR this Sunday morning. We're at 101.9 FM on your dial. And if you do like silent films and classical music, you'll enjoy this next offering by the Alloy Orchestra. Now, since their first performance on December 31st back in 1990, the Boston Alloy Orchestra has developed an extensive repertoire of music and sounds that they perform while they're actually projecting a silent film. The three musicians use an array of sounds found in electronics, traditional percussion instruments, wind instruments, and also some keyboards. We're going to hear some selections that they made to the movie Metropolis from their self-titled CD. Here is the Alloy Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Alloy Orchestra and New Music for Silent Films. That was a selection from the movie Metropolis. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it is a Sunday morning, and there's nothing like a great spiritual to celebrate. Here's a selection from a CD called Watch and Pray. It's all full of spirituals and art songs by African-American women composers.
Is Master gone to sell us down to Georgia?
Pamela Dillard with Watch and Pray. That comes from a CD of spirituals and art songs by African-American woman composers. And the CD, incidentally, is called Watch and Pray as well. And I have not forgotten this morning. It's time to be thankful, and thankful I am for some great oboe music. This morning's selection is in the form of a premiere recording of music by Haydn for oboe, flute, and guitar. Now, Haydn's London trios were written on two successful visits to London, and although they were originally intended for two flutes and cellos, today it is a premiere performance. It's a premiere arrangement and a recording of music for oboe, flute, and guitar. I'm very excited. I just can't wait. So here is Anton Kushkin, Donald Bender, and Gary Kessler. Thank you. Kushkin on the flute, Donald Benner on oboe, and Gary Kessler on guitar. That was a rousing performance of Haydn's London Trio. And you've been listening to Classical Chaos here this Sunday morning on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think I've got time, if Worku permits. He's coming up with Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio, just at 10. But I think he'll let me play one more piece this morning. And it's fitting music in our beautiful fall season. Here's music by Vivaldi. The Allegro from Vivaldi's Autumn Concerto. That was from The Four Seasons. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay tuned now to a fabulous program. It's called Shukshukta with Wurku, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, coming up 10 until noon. I'm going to leave you now with some more classics. We'll touch base again next Sunday at 9. Looking forward to it.